This is the Off-Grid Agorist Podcast. This podcast is about sharing our journeys into liberty through self-sufficiency, off-grid living, non-compliance, counter-economics, and the agora. Every episode will contain useful, practical, and applicable information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve. This information is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered legal or financial advice. You could even consider it to be fictional if you choose. Before we start the show, I want to remind you about The Hitching Post, our free bi-weekly newsletter all about liberty through self-sufficiency and counter-economics. To sign up, go to offgridagorist.com/newsletter or click the link in the show notes. Thanks. Let's get on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Off-Grid Agorist Podcast. I am Regina, and I'm here with Cyrus.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon, whatever and you're listening to this.
I don't even know what it is. All I know is I'm hungover, I'm broke, and I'm in last night's makeup. If you're wondering why I'm wearing makeup, it's because it's last night's makeup. Mm-hmm. I'm straight up like Jessica Jones right now. Except I'm fat and lazy. I'm a fat and lazy Jessica Jones right now.
I don't know who Jessica Jones is.
No, she's a Marvel character.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I do know.
Yeah, definitely my kind of girl. My kind of vibes. I'm not fat, though.
Alcoholic detective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're nerding out on that. On the Netflix. So, today we're talking about cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Hey, before Yay. We jump into your crypto stuff.
Yeah.
So, there might have been people at that, what did you call it? EDM concert?
Oh, yeah.
That
I went to a massive rave
last weekend. Yeah, which 25,000
people
in the last episode.
Oh, that thing I talked about.
Yeah, were there people there that got in with forged documents?
Don't say that.
Huh? I mean, you might have known somebody that did that. I'm just asking.
Oh my gosh. The thing we talked about. I don't know what you're talking about, but the thing worked completely fine. It was not forged, though.
Oh, okay. I had it all wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got it all wrong. No, the thing worked great. That thing.
Good.
If you want to know what that thing is, you can go back to the last episode. You can go back to the last episode and you'll know what the thing is. Yeah, it worked great for six people, actually. So I'd cool. say it's tested and true. Tried, tested, and true!
Yeah, and I imagine it worked for a lot more than six people.
Well, I'd imagine so, but my firsthand knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some interesting information about that thing coming up in the future, so stay tuned.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget to visit offgridagorist.com. We've got cool shit there.
Cool shit.
Yeah. So on with the show. Cryptocurrency, guys. What do you want to know?
Right.
What do you want to know? I know everything. No, I don't know everything, but I know a lot of things. I know a lot of things about cryptocurrency, so.
Let's talk about this new fancy fangled thing called NFTs.
NFTs?
Yeah.
You gotta know what an NFT is.
What is that fancy new jiggamadaloo?
Well, I'm sure everyone, if you're not living under a rock and you are slightly attuned to things that are going on in this world have heard of the crypto NFT craze. And basically, people are selling JPEGs, and that's basically an online image of rocks. There's the Ethereum rock, and it sold for $600,000. It's literally a rock.
It's just a rock.
It's just a rock, but it's not even a real rock. You don't even get a real rock. You get a JPEG of a rock, and not even a photo of a rock. You get a JPEG of a drawn rock that probably took someone 2 minutes to make. They minted it online, and they sold it for $600,000.
$600,000, Ethereum?
No, dollars.
U.S. dollars.
I don't know what it was worth in U.S. dollars, but I mean, wow. Ethereum worth of, yeah.
Yeah.
You sell it in Ethereum, and the going rate at the time was $600K. So
that's so stories like that. Are they like? It's just. I mean, it has no value, so it's just novelty, right? I mean, it's not worth.
Okay, let me explain what an NFT is. So, a non-fungible token. Basically, you take an image, you could also take a piece of music, a document, a PDF, some sort of digital media, and you put it on a blockchain. So you're basically, you know, with the way Ethereum works, we all know that you can build projects on Ethereum, right? Smart contracts. So a lot of our coins that we love, like Link and I think Dot, and I mean, there's like a ton of super popular coins built on the Ethereum blockchain. Well, you can also do this with digital media. So essentially, you take this image and you run it through the little blockchain machine online. It's super easy to do. And it creates a transaction which basically stamps this JPEG, this image, with an ID number, just like the blockchain works. Everything's done with hashes and transactions and wallets. Everything's got an ID to it. And now this JPEG is forever on the blockchain, and you can own it, and it's one of a kind.
Okay.
Which makes it non-fungible. Does that make sense?
I think
I did a pretty good job explaining that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the value, why someone would buy this, so it has more to do with, like, why you would buy a piece of art.
It is, but, I mean, it's basically money laundering.
Okay.
You know? That's the point. Come on. Come on, people. Let's just call it what it is. It's a place for rich people to hide their money. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to buy an Ethereum rock. A picture of a rock for $600,000. I mean, please. That's just like placing your money in a store of value. Who does that? Who does that shit? Rich people trying to hide money do that shit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the only answer I have. You've got the CryptoPunks. I don't know. Look up CryptoPunks if y'all are online. That was the first NFT project. That's why that's so popular. So at least they can say, well, it was a first NFT project. That's why I spent $2.5 million on a pixelated image of a little face. Because that's pretty much what it is. It's just a little pixelated face. Takes you about 5 minutes to make it.
Hmm. That's interesting. Okay, so the NFT is a JPEG on the blockchain. Stamped one of a kind, and you can own that and if you own it, I guess you can transfer it to another person, you can sell it again. And I've heard some things that I don't fully comprehend yet, but some idea of, so an artist creates something, music, image, whatever, turns it into an NFT, sells it, and then can still collect royalties if that person who bought it from them sells it again. and on down the line. Every time it gets sold,
oh, yeah.
that artist collects a commission.
That's the beautiful thing about NFTs is you can set it up to where you get a 10% royalty, or you can set it to anything, 5%, 10%, 20%, where every time it's sold, you get that royalty in your pocket. So could you imagine if you created Ethereum rocks, and there's probably 1,000 Ethereum rocks out there, 10,000, I don't know how many they minted, and it sold for 600 grand, and you are collecting a 10% commission every time it sells. That's like 60 grand. Let's say it like turns over hands 5 times. Well, first you just made, the first sale may have been 50 grand, and then you just keep making more and more and more money doing mm-hmm. nothing, basically.
So there's some, it seems to me there would be opportunity there for, collectible type things.
Yes.
So let's say some famous person
there's NBA Top Shot, you know, those are
yeah, like trading
really
cards.
Popular. Yeah, it's basically digital trading cards if you want to look at it like that. Only so many are made of, because you can make them fungible, which means more than one. So you can make, oh, I have 100 of this and 50 of that and 2 of this and 1 of that. So you can actually make copies. So there's not just one, which makes it fungible as opposed to non-fungible. But, you know, that's just splitting hairs. So, yeah, I mean, anyone can make an NFT. My AC just started going off, so sorry if that's loud, but I want the AC, so I just had to deal with it. I'll just turn my microphone away from it, and hopefully that'll help. Anyone can make an NFT. I made NFTs. I actually started a Tulip Punks NFT that is a ripoff of the Crypto Punks, and I just put little faces on tulips. But, you know, no one buys it. No one bought any. So don't think that you're just going to hop onto OpenSea and mint a bunch of NFTs and you're going to make a bunch of money. This is like extremely like circle jerking, you know. This is NFT circle jerking at its finest.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I think the future will be different.
It's worth a shot. I don't know. I'm going to actually so Cardano, we'll talk about ADA for a minute. ADA is launching smart contracts just like Ethereum is. The biggest difference is that ADA will have way less fees. I mean, you're talking pennies as opposed to hundreds of dollars. The Ethereum gas fees are disgusting, you know. So every time you want to move Ethereum, every time you want to make do anything on the Ethereum smart contract blockchain, you're paying out your ass on fees. I mean, people have paid tens of thousands of dollars on fees. It's just crazy. So ADA is up and coming as massive competition if they can launch their smart contract platform. And you can mint NFTs for pennies and buy and sell them for pennies without these ungodly Ethereum fees. My point is, I'm going to launch an actual real NFT collection on the Cardano blockchain once that's up and running.
When's that anticipated to launch?
There's actually, there's people already minting on the Cardano blockchain, but it's a little complicated right now. Like, they don't have the user interface really set up, but it's got to be really soon. Like, everyone's murmuring about freaking ADA and ADA smart contracts, so it's got to be really soon. ADA doubled in price. If you invested in ADA a month ago, you would have doubled your money. So that's pretty exciting. So, you know, I'm not like an ADA diehard cultist, because people just become cultists with, you know, cryptocurrency. Yeah. It's kind of disgusting and hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the XRP cult? Holy shit. Whew. We could do a whole episode on XRP.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I gotta just say one little blurb about XRP. I'm not gonna get into it. But if they win in court, which it's looking like they're gonna win, and we can start trading XRP again in America, That shit's gonna go up. I think XRP is like at $1.60 right now. It's gonna go up to like $10. Instantly. Once it's back on frickin' Binance and Coinbase and all the, you know, all the American exchanges and we're trading it freely. It'll go to 10. It'll pull back to probably 6 or even 4. Then maybe go back to 8. And it'll probably settle around 5. If that happens. That remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to do my XRP rant. But there's people that, there's like XRP maxis that are like, oh, XRP's going to $10,000 a coin and it's going to be adopted across the world. And, you know, that'd be amazing. But tokenomics, people, it's a thing.
We'll see.
Remains to be seen. But we're not done talking about NFTs yet. But wait, there's more.
Okay, so I have another question. So I, you know, I got $600,000 laying around that I need to hide. And so I buy a picture of a rock. And now that I'm the owner of the picture of that rock that is on the blockchain, what can I do with that picture? Like, can I use, can I make it my screensaver? Can I, can you do anything with it other than say I own a picture on the blockchain?
You could download it. You can make it your screensaver. That's what everyone's doing on crypto Twitter right now. CT is, you know, they buy a really expensive, stupid JPEG and turn it into their profile photo.
Uh-huh.
It's so lame.
It's a status symbol.
It is a status symbol, yeah.
Yeah. In the crypto.
But then everyone's like, I could just right click and save it. I could just right click and save it. I'm like, okay, don't be stupid. Yeah, you can right click and save it and have the image, but it's not the, you don't own the NFT. You just have a photo of the NFT.
It's really interesting. Really interesting. What if, so would it work with audio files too?
Oh yeah, there's artists on there. There's musicians on there.
So if I'm somebody like, who's the actor that plays the pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean? What's that weirdo's name?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. I'm Johnny Depp, and I can record a audio file of me that you can put as your outgoing message on your phone, and you can buy that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you... I'm just thinking of the application of it, other than just the circle jerk situation.
Okay, where would there be actual applications? I'm about to blow your effing mind, because I've been saving this goodie.
Okay.
For launching it in your faces right now, because I'm so, like, I'm so hardcore NFT right now. Okay, guys. I think NFTs are, like, the stupidest thing in the world. But then something happened, and I love them.
Okay.
So there has been a development where the non-fungible tokens have married gaming. Okay. Right. So there's NFT gaming. This is the game changer right here. This is the utility for NFTs that is going to be highly valuable. Highly collectible. People are going to go apeshit over it. This is what's going to bring crypto to the masses, is your non-fungible token meets gaming. It's amazing right now. And it's just barely launching. We are in pre-launch right now. So if you get in on this NFT gaming floor, you can make a lot of freaking money. A lot. I'm super excited.
So for the gamers out there who aren't yet into crypto, now's the time to look into it.
So let me explain this a little further. I'm a gaming nerd, not like super hardcore, but I like to play games. A lot of people like to play games. A lot of people play games on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of millions of people play games. I wouldn't even be surprised if billions of people are playing games. So let's take World of Warcraft, for example, because that's one of my favorite nerdy games to play. World of Warcraft is fully centralized. The characters in World of Warcraft, the potions, the herbs and things you collect. You don't own those things. The game, the company owns those things. So you pay them money to buy a game. You know, you pay the $40, $50, $60 for your DLC. And you play the game. And let's say you're like, okay, I'm just done playing this game. You own nothing. You have nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
They own it all. It's fully centralized. Let's say your account gets banned. This happens a lot on World of Warcraft. You do something against their TOS or Terms of Service and you get banned. You don't own shit. You just invested $50 plus a $15 a month plus all the time and energy to play the game and you have nothing to show for it. With NFTs, with minting characters and potions and things like that and things that have to do with the game, I now own those characters for life. They are my property. I could get banned from the game. I could get kicked off the game. I could lose interest in the game, but I own the damn character.
That's an interesting concept. So,
highly interesting.
Yeah, so you're playing this game, you develop this character, you've built this character that has all this cool shit. You own all of this shit through tokenization of NFT, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then...
In my wallet. It is in my freaking wallet. I have complete access and control, just like a cryptocurrency, just like Bitcoin, except it's an NFT. I can trade it peer-to-peer. I could lose it if I lose my keys and my seed phrase, just like crypto. All the same things.
And so this character is within this one game, and you no longer want to play that game. Is that character still in that game? You can sell that
forever.
Character. You can, like...
Yep. It's forever minted on the blockchain, so yes.
Okay. I'm not a big...
No one can destroy it.
I'm not a big gamer, and so this is kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around. That there's just a character in a game doing nothing if I'm not playing it. This is difficult.
It's the same thing as like a JPEG. It's the same thing as a JPEG, you know? You just mint a JPEG. It doesn't really exist anywhere.
Well, I understand that, but I mean...
Blockchain and a photo. Think about putting that JPEG in a game, and you can take that JPEG out of the game. It's a think of it as a virtual world. So then, okay, I'm going to nerd out even harder on you guys for a minute. So what's happening is we're developing the metaverse. Basically, the metaverse is alternate worlds and alternate realities in virtual online spaces with characters, with clothing, with potions, with whatever, running around in this virtual world. Like, we are creating, through NFT gaming, real virtual worlds.
Wasn't there a movie like that? There's a movie. What was that thing called? What was that movie called? Where?
Not Tron.
No, I'm not talking about Tron.
No, that's different. That's totally different.
I
know what you're talking about, but I don't remember the name.
Okay. Anyway,
This is next world shit, guys. This is next world shit. This is the Internet of Things. This is virtual reality meeting cryptocurrency. It's insane. It's awesome.
Decentralized monetization of entertainment.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. I mean, it's going to come to everything. It's going to be decentralized tickets, you know, to get away from like Ticketmaster monopoly, decentralized music, decentralized movies. Yeah, it's all moving towards blockchain, towards cryptocurrency, and gaming is the gateway.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. You know, every industry up until blockchain and decentralization, every industry had gatekeepers.
Yeah.
People who controlled access to the industry. And decentralization is just removing those barriers, removing those gatekeepers, so there are no gatekeepers. Which is really cool.
It's very, Yes, and it's very threatening to centralized companies and networks and monopolies. So I think that crypto gaming is so far ahead that there's no way the government could catch up within 3 to 5 years. Maybe they'll be catching up on decentralized gaming. They can't handle the DeFi. They're trying to catch up on DeFi. They can't handle cryptocurrency in general. They can't make it illegal. It's just like alcohol and bootlegging, you know, back in the 30s. They couldn't make it illegal, so they're trying to regulate it. They can't freaking regulate it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is beyond their control. The only thing they can really do is say shit and drive the price down and scare everybody.
Demonize
but they can't stop it. Yeah, they can't stop it. And they know it, and that's why it's still legal. They would love to squash Bitcoin and crypto. They'd love to squash all of us, but this is like the resistance against freaking fiat. We are the resistance. And crypto gaming is going to bring it to people's homes. This is going to be like, you know, a 10-year-old is playing Blankos and he's earning NFTs that he can sell for thousands of dollars. You know, like, this is real world shit, guys. This is it. And I think NFT gaming will be resilient to Bitcoin drops and price fluctuations because it's in its own stratosphere.
Well, and if it gets past the point of, you know, if I'm understanding things correctly, most of the people in that space right now, like you said, a lot of circle jerking going on, people using it as a way to invest, get in early, get out, those kinds of activities. But since it's gaming, if people just get into it simply because of the gaming, and people realize they can actually earn an income gaming this way, then the fluctuation, you know, the investment cycles that typical cryptocurrencies go through right now, the ups and down cycles, that it won't be part of that stratosphere.
People are always going to play them.
Right.
I mean, people are always going to play to earn. Play to earn is the business model of these games.
Instead of pay to play.
I mean, yeah, it's turning the tables is what it is. So I'm going to tell you a few of my investments and where I'm at with it and the projects I'm looking at. And you have to be careful because a lot of them are not released. Gameplay is not released. A lot of them are on this kind of pyramid scheme business model where you need more players to keep making money. It's all about how they set up their economy. So you need to do your own freaking research. Just like any coin. It's the same thing. People are going to try and scam you. Tons of people scamming other people, pretending to be support for these games. It's the Wild West. Like, this is the cutting edge Wild West of crypto right now, is NFT gaming. Super fun, unregulated, just like it should be. We'll talk about game number one that you guys may have heard of. It's called Axie Infinity. AXIE Infinity. And I'm invested in it. I will tell you that I've more than broke even on the game, but I did sell out to break even to recapture my investment. And it's a little bit rocky right now because our economy is not set up properly. They're set up like a Ponzi scheme, but I got in early on the Ponzi scheme, so it worked out. But the reason I'm bringing up Axie Infinity is because it was the first crypto gaming NFT game ever. You know what I mean? That's huge. So basically with Axie Infinity, you have teams of three NFTs and they're little monster creatures, are kind of like Pokemon. And you send these monster creatures into battle. And if you win the battle, you earn tokens that you can actually sell for money. Well, this blew up in the Philippines because you could literally earn double what you'd make on minimum wage playing Axie Infinity. But the problem was that the Filipinos can't afford the price of these Axies, right? Because they're expensive. So they have a scholarship program. And so what I did is I created six teams to have six Filipinos play the teams and earn me money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
Right. And so, and then you share profits with the people who are running the teams mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, I split it 50-50, you know, which is pretty average generous for a manager. I'm like the manager and they're my scholars. So I had six teams literally playing this game. I was making, for a couple of months, I made like $1,500 a month off this passive income model.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to sell off three of my teams because I saw that the economy was not right. So then I recovered my investment, which I invested $4,000 in. And I still have three teams going, and I'm making, I don't know, I want to say like probably $800 a month right now at the coin value.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, that worked out pretty good for me.
Right.
You know. Axies are actually kind of cheap right now because this market slump in its own little economy. So if you did want to get into Axies, maybe right now would be a good time to buy in. You're probably going to look at $1,000 investment per team because you want to get a good quality Axie team. So I'd say $1,000, $1,200 a team, which is cheap right now because it was like $2,500 a team right. like 2 weeks ago. You might even be able to wait another month and it might only be $900 a team. But I don't think it's going anywhere. I think long term it's good. Short term, there's some problems. You know, and I'm not going to pay taxes on this shit. Hell no. You know what I mean? Why would I do that? This is so under the radar. Like, this is so under Uncle Sam's radar.
Right.
I don't pay taxes. Ever. On crypto. Yeah.
So you can buy one of these teams, and one of these teams, maybe it can earn you a couple $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you spend $1,000 in 5 months, you get your investment back. Everything else after that is profit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You can also breed these. You can breed these little critters, and you can sell the babies. And that's how I really, like, accelerated my ROI, is I was just breeding and selling and breeding and selling, and then I made teams, and then my teams were making me money, and it was, like, just great, you know? I was at the pinnacle of it all. But right now, breeding's not really profitable because there's too many axes hitting the market, and so they need to burn these axes. You know, there's got to be a burning mechanism to fix the economy, which will happen. So, it's a little dangerous in the Axie environment right now to get in right now, but it's very fascinating.
Right.
I'm going to tell you another one. Another one you guys can jump right into right now for free. You can play for free and make money, guys. You don't have to put an initial investment. This one's huge. This one I've invested in. It's called Blanco's Block Party. And they give you a free character to play with. So you literally go in the game, you complete these party passes, these challenges, daily, weekly, and monthly challenges, and you collect NFTs from these challenges. So the only thing you're doing is sweat equity, and it's fun. Like, it's fun sweat equity.
Right.
Okay, these things are selling, I'm seeing things, Blanco selling from $100 to $1,200 a piece. So imagine just playing, you know, you can get 7 NFTs right now. They just started a new cycle. 7 NFTs. Let's say they all sell for $100 a piece. Like, that's $700 for playing a game for a month that you didn't invest in at all.
Right. So this game, Blanco what?
Blanco, B-L-A-N-K-O-S, Blanco's Block Party.
Blanco's Block Party. Is this like an app on your phone? You just download an app? What is, how do you
right now, get to it? It's only on PC, so that kind of sucks. What I love about Blanco's is it's got, this is a AAA game. So basically a AAA game means it's one of the big dogs. It's gonna blow up because it's very approachable. It's fun to play. The music's cool. The NFTs are cool. The graphics are cool. The development team is a hardcore development team. Like, they've got money behind this. They've got the power behind it to launch this fucker into the stratosphere. And we're an early release. So, everything I'm talking about here, this has only been out for months, you know?
Right.
2 or 3 months. Imagine what's going to happen in 2 or 3 years from now.
So, it's PC only. Do you have to have, like, a PC with some badass video card or something like that? Or any old regular PC?
I played it on my old laptop, and it played pretty well. I have a super badass $1,500 fucking MSI GL Leopard gaming laptop, because I'm a nerd. So, it plays really great on that.
Yeah.
I bought that with my Stimmy check, by the way.
Thanks, taxpayers.
Thanks, guys. Oh, shit. So these are the... So Blanco's Block Party, you can buy NFTs. It has its own marketplace. You can buy them with a credit card. You can't buy them with crypto right now. But that's when the game changer comes in. Once they link, they're going to bridge to the Ethereum blockchain, make a smart contract, and it'll be tradable in crypto. And that's when I think these NFTs are going to explode. So you can get these characters for like $50, $100 right now. I bought, I have like 20 of them. They'll do releases where it's like, okay, guys, we're only selling these characters, only 2,000 of these characters. They'll sell out, and they sold out in 47 seconds the last release. I got 3 of them for $30. They're probably going to be worth 300 in maybe 3 to 6 months. They might be worth 3,000 in 2 to 3 years.
Right on.
Yeah. And then my final pick for you guys, my ultimate favorite, if they pull it off, it is not playable right now. This is when you get in. You get in when it's not playable, and once the game releases, it's hell's bells from there. Myst. M-I-S-T. Myst. The reason why I am obsessed with Myst is because it is World of Warcraft decentralized on the blockchain. That is their model. And I love me some World of Warcraft. It is an MMORPG, open play, open world game. You have your classes of players, your hunter, your crusader, your shaman, you know, all that fun stuff that World of Warcraft has. You get this character and you roam around the open world, and you can collect potions and gold and herbs. And, you know, just like World of Warcraft, you can battle. You have mounts. And then you can turn around and sell it for... this one's on the Binance Smart Chain. You can turn around and sell them for BNB. Amazing stuff, guys. I'm so excited. I spent $2,000 on 4 characters. You can't buy them anymore. They've already released.
Interesting.
Yeah. I spent $500 a character, and I think those can 10x, because those are pre-release first edition characters you'll never be able to get again.
Hmm.
This is the real deal. They will also have a free character to play, so you can play free and play to earn, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so let's say, okay, this sounds really neat. I can play to earn, and I love playing games, and I'm going to get into this and try it. How many hours in a day am I going to have to play this game to make any real money? Is it going to be like a full-time job? Is it going to be, you know, can you do this in just a couple hours a day? And earn something more substantial than, you know, lunch money?
I think what you have to do is you have to stay on top of, like, the latest news and the latest games and really, like, filter out what to play. Not a lot of the games are playable in the space right now. They're all, you know, in beta, like pre-beta even.
Because so, it's so brand new. Everything's just brand
new.
It's
so new. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you're really getting in super early. There's glitches. There's problems. I mean, I dealt with so many Axie Infinity issues, servers breaking down, things not working, transactions getting stuck because so many players bum rushed that game. Like, so many people bum rushed it. They couldn't handle it. You're looking at, you can do anywhere from 2 hours to 10 hours. You know, for me, I'm putting in maybe 2 hours a day, an hour or two, because I don't have the time to play it, but I have three Filipino kids playing it that I'm helping put through freaking college right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and then I split the profits, and I plan to do that with multiple games in the future.
Right.
Hiring someone else to play it.
It's really fascinating.
So I don't have to play it. But then I love playing Blankos. I think it's freaking fun as hell. And I'm going to spend the time and I'm going to get the rewards because those rewards are probably going to 10x.
That's really cool.
I know that one of the little characters from the play to earn for free, you could literally just play for free to get this character, is going for $1,200 right now in the marketplace.
Wow. Why is someone paying $1,200 when you can get it for free?
Well, you can't get it anymore.
Oh, okay. You could get it.
It's for like free. The window's closed. You could have, yeah. The window's closed. So once that window closes, I mean, you're doubling, tripling your money in a month. Well, and you didn't even put any money into it if you play for it.
Right.
So I think this is where NFTs are shining, is in the gaming space.
Yeah.
I won't buy. I'm not going to buy a $600,000 rock. Sorry, guys.
Picture of a rock.
Picture of a rock. A JPEG.
Yeah.
Of a pixelated rock. It's not even like that great of a looking rock. It looks like shit.
Well, I think that stuff that was going on a few months back, I think that was just like proof of concept kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, there's not going to be a bunch of that in the future, I don't think. There's, because you can picture real applications for it. Like you said, mm-hmm. trading cards for collectible trading cards for athletes or music stars, all that kind of stuff. There's real application for it. So I think all that, picture of a rock stuff is going to disappear.
Not in the elitist circle jerk. They will always, I mean, they'll always have pictures of rocks and crypto punks and it's a fucking pickle, I think, is one of the NFT collections that's going crazy, where it's literally just a pickle.
A picture of a pickle.
I'm like, why can't I make an NFT and make it skyrocket like crazy? I don't know. You have to be in with the in crowd. But what I am going to do is I am going to make, I'm doing an NFT collection of my photography, because I like to do Wild West photography being here in Arizona, like mm-hmm. a tombstone mm-hmm. and all these old mines we go to. I'm going to do that. And that'll be on the Cardano blockchain, and they'll be kind of cheap, you know, like maybe $50 or $20 for an NFT. Give it a try. Yeah.
Well, and it is another avenue for, you know, someone who's trying to make photography a living. They're trying to, you know, if that is something that they love doing and want to earn a dollar doing it, it's just one more avenue.
There are, okay, if you go to Super Rare, go to superrare.com. I think it's a .com, or it might be an IO. Super Rare. They're very selective on the artists that they choose to be on their platform. And people are selling their actual really amazing art. Like, these are real artists that try really hard to make beautiful stuff.
Right.
They're selling their stuff online for a lot of money. But it's really good art. So then you could be like, okay, I get why these people are paying these prices for this stuff.
Yeah.
And so it has benefited a lot of independent artists that are not doing these stupid rock JPEGs and turd JPEGs. And they've gotten known and found. So it is doing really good for a lot of really good artists.
Cool.
Yeah. I want to squeeze in one last project.
All right.
It's not an NFT project. And we might actually, there's a couple projects that we need to devote more time to. I'm just going to quickly spit it out because we're already going long anyways. Helium, HNT, is a proof of coverage coin. You get a device that looks like a router, and you put this router on the network, and you mine HNT tokens through radio waves.
That's a new term for me, proof of coverage.
It's new for me, too. I actually learned about this at the EDM, the rave I went to. A couple guys were nerding out on it. I'm like, I gotta get in on this conversation.
So when you say proof of coverage, I assume that means something like proof of work, proof of stake. It's how the coin, what determines how much coin you get.
Yeah, so basically it's a decentralized radio network that they're wanting to build.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's very cool. And you have this device that you can put on in your window and your property. And as long as your device can talk to other nearby devices, you make money off of that because you are basically adding to the network.
Okay, so my guess is that isn't viable for someone like me. Like, the odds of
you'd be surprised. I bet there's freaking network all over you and you don't even know about it. That's what I thought here, because we're also rural and older community, you know, and there's like 30 freaking networks around me, 30 hotspots.
Wow. Okay.
You could go to just look up Helium. I don't know their URL. There's a network coverage map. And as long as you're within like 5 to 10 miles of other networks, you can rock this thing. I bet you anything, there's some around you.
That might be something I would do just to support that idea, you know, whether I earned anything from it or not, but to support the idea of decentralization through radio waves. That's a fascinating idea, really. I can see that tying into the prepper community through like ham.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same? Am I understanding it right when you say radio waves? Is it the same as like ham radio?
I think so. I need to research more about what kind of radio it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I don't understand much of that stuff. Another I know thing that they
that's just brand new.
Yeah, they're tracking wildfires with it. They're, I don't know. There's just a lot of really cool applications for it that I don't even understand. But it basically is taking, again, large corporations and monopolies that own all of these radio waves or frequencies to some degree. They're making their own.
That's really, I like that. I'm gonna dig into that. I like that concept.
Right now, it's $500 for one of these mining router thingies. And you're earning about $10 a day.
Okay, I'll get into it after I get Starlink.
Yes, you push you it down kinda the road need, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm not 100% sure. I want to get at least one just to try it out. So that's why I'm saying we might need to do a deep dive on this project.
Absolutely.
And talk about like all the things we could do with decentralized radio and how it works and how to set it up, because there's just too much to cover right now. I just had to blurb it out there for you guys so you all can nerd out on that. I think I gave you 4 projects you can nerd out on.
Yeah, cool, man. That's cool. That's good stuff. I like it.
Play Blanco's Block Party.
Blanco's Block Party.
Blanco's Block Party. You'll feel like, you'll be like, why am I doing this?
So what kind of game, what kind of gaming is that?
It's like racing. It's competition, basically. It's competition based for now. Mm-hmm. But they are adding to this game like crazy. There's going to be so much cool stuff. And same with the Axie as well. Right now it's mainly competition, but it will be open world. It will turn metaverse. Because they're just developing so much with lands. You can own lands, guys, in these games. And you can farm things off your land. I mean, oh my gosh, it's so cool. In Myst, you can be a business owner. So you can own, you can buy and own a store in Myst and sell and buy things and trade things.
And be an apothecary owner.
Yeah, like that gets my juices going. Like, I love that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited. If you have any questions about NFTs, gaming NFTs, projects we talked about, email us at offgrid. What did I make it? I made it hello@offgridagorist.com.
Oh, we have a new email. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's. Yeah, I did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Have we checked to see if our email is still working?
I haven't checked it in a while. I'm going to do that today. But I know it's working. It's just a matter of checking it. I know. I do plan on making a PDF about how to fully anonymously buy, sell, trade crypto.
Yes.
I've made a method. I just need to fine tune it just a skosh more, and then I'll be sharing that with you guys.
Yes, we've been waiting patiently.
I know. I'm almost there. Well, the thing is, I've already bought and sold and traded, so I'm like where I need to be, you know, but yeah, I want to get that out there to you guys.
Really cool.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I guess we're done.
That's it for today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
We'll talk to y'all next week.